More now on Jawad al-Maliki, the man who's been picked to be the next Iraqi prime minister. Mr. al-Maliki is a Shiite Muslim. He's also a close ally of Ibrahim al-Jafari, the Shiite Muslim whom Washington wanted out of the office of prime minister. So who is Mr. al-Maliki and what's so different about him? We're going to put those questions now to David Patel, who is an Iraq scholar at Stanford University. David Patel, what should we know about the soon-to-be prime minister or the next prime minister of Iraq?
The next prime minister of Iraq was a compromise candidate between the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq and Muqtada Sadr's faction. He's from the same party as Jafari, which is the Dawa party. But during the Saddam era, he was in a different office. He was in the Damascus office while Jafari was in the London office. And since the invasion, Jawad al-Maliki has been very prominent in Iraqi politics. And he's had a key role in particular as being an intermediary, a go-between between the U.S. coalition and Muqtada Sadr, and served as a negotiator during the standoff.
Now, Muqtada Sadr is a leader of a Shiite militia, and someone who was considered a very close, if not a key sponsor, of Ibrahim al-Jafari, the outgoing prime minister.
That's right. Muqtada Sadr backed Jafari, predominantly to keep the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq from taking the prime minister position. There's a lot of animosity and rivalry between Skiri, the Supreme Council, and their leader.
Well, is one interpretation of what's happened here that opponents of Ibrahim al-Jafari have succeeded in blocking his continuing in the post of prime minister. But in his place, they've gotten somebody who is al-Jafari light, a less influential figure, but of the same general stripes.
I think the key thing about Jawad al-Maliki isn't who he is, it's who he isn't. He's not a member of the Supreme Council, and he's somebody who all of the Shiite parties that make up the United Iraqi Alliance list could coordinate on, could agree on.
Is he somebody whom many Iraqis would know of and identify with something today, or is he a stranger to most Iraqis?
He's a stranger to most Iraqis. He wasn't a prominent member of the post-invasion Iraqi exile group that, for example, served on the governing council. And his name is well known among Shiites because of his role in Dawa, and especially because of his intermediary role between Muqtada Sadr and Skiri. But he isn't one of the top 5 to 10 names.
Is he a theocrat, by the way? Is he somebody who would impose Islamic law if he could?
Well, all members of the United Iraqi Alliance list now want Islamic law to play a greater role in people's lives. He doesn't want clerics to run the country. He doesn't want an Iranian-style government with rule of the jurist. But he does want Islamic law to be the predominant guide for legal decision-making going forward.
The United States, personified by Ambassador Khalilzad in Baghdad, wanted Ibrahim al-Jafari to step down. They wanted him out. And now Washington has declared Mr. al-Maliki someone they can do business with, someone they can work with. Why? What is the great improvement from Washington's standpoint here of having a Mr. al-Maliki prime minister rather than Mr. Jafari?
Well, there are a couple issues. The first is that there was a widespread perception that Jafari wasn't capable of pushing through the reforms, especially the reforms of the police sector that were necessary to recreate order in Iraq. Much of the social order that exists in Iraq is maintained by militias who, in some cases, wear police uniforms. And the U.S. coalition has called this the year of the police. And they're going to try to take back and build up the police forces. And that's going to lead them into a lot of confrontations with militias, especially with Muqtada Sadr's militia. If Jafari had remained prime minister and had remained prime minister solely because of Muqtada Sadr's backing, that would have made it very difficult for the coalition to go after elements of his supporters, which are basically occupying and controlling police forces.
That's David Patel, who is an Iraq scholar at Stanford University. Thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you for having me on.